This is the Inside ECAC Hockey Podcast, hosted by Bernie Corbett. Well, welcome everyone to this week's edition of Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett pleased to be joined on the men's side this week by the netminder for the St. Lawrence Skating Saints out of Cranberry, New Jersey, Ben Cross. Ben, welcome to the show. Great to have you here with us.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure.
Well, Ben, you have been pretty much an Iron Man for this St. Lawrence team this year, and having a really solid season, 2.62 goals against, .913 save percentage, and a team at St. Lawrence right now in seventh place, 23 points. You're just five out of third. That's how close the ECAC race has been. And you've played in a couple of different leagues during the course of your college career. Your take on the ECAC and the competition that you've been facing night in and night out?
Yeah, it's definitely a great league, top to bottom. You mentioned it, there's no bad teams. The standings are all really tight. And we're making a push for the top four to get that first round bye in playoffs. So we know it's going to be tough. We got a big schedule coming up, big two games here, but we're looking to make the most of it going forward.
And you have become, I guess, dare we say it, and judging from the numbers on the Hobey Baker voting, a fan favorite. You've really, the kid from Cranberry, New Jersey, who's, we'll talk about some of the other places. You made a few stops of your hockey career to college hockey and beyond, but seems like you're right at home there and been adopted as a guy that the fans have really warmed up to.
Yeah, I mean, the whole North Country's been great. I love my time up here so far. The whole community here is truly amazing. To watch them come out and give our support every night in, night out, it's been incredible.
And it certainly has. And mentioned that Hobey Baker fan voting just opened, and you are currently the leader. That surprise you at all to think that I get that many people in my corner that are out there and actively voting for me?
Yeah, I mean, it's an honor to be on the paper and in line with other people on the rankings. It's been just truly an honor to be a part of it. Such a great list of other players, and to be at the top is just special.
And I think it's indicative of the fact that, you know, I haven't been in the North Country in a number of years, but I've been up there a number of times and broadcast games from there, that it really is a unique place. I mean, with the two schools, with St. Lawrence and Clarkson, just what, about 8 miles apart there. And that certain area and enclave for college hockey. And I think that sometimes it might not be relatable to people, but guys that go to play up there, I mean, you are the pros up there. You are treated, you know, you're the show, you're the franchise. Everything revolves around those games on the weekends. And that makes it a really special place for you to be part of that St. Lawrence hockey team and hockey tradition.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the whole community backs us. There's so much support for it every game, no matter who we're playing. But like you mentioned, especially when we played Clarkson two weekends, I believe, ago, it was incredible atmosphere. Probably one of my top experiences in college hockey, maybe in my whole hockey career, from the passionate to the all the support we got. It was incredible.
And your decision to go there, you were at Arizona State and originally at Miami, but why St. Lawrence and the opportunity? I think it might have something to do with the head coach. It was connected all the way back to the beginning of your hockey career. It's funny how things come full circle.
Yeah, it is pretty funny. I originally committed to Coach Brecky when I was at Miami, and then they made a coaching change, and he ended up not being my coach there. But yeah, when I had the opportunity, I went back into the portal looking for a team. And obviously when I saw Coach Brecky pick up the phone and call me, I knew him already, in the culture that he built with Miami and the culture that he had here. And it was something that I wanted to be a part of.
You had 2 years at Miami, and the way that guys move around now, trying to keep up, you were actually spent time there with the other goaltender, Ludwig Persson, who's enjoying great success at North Dakota. And you certainly enjoyed some success on your own at Arizona State. I just looked at one particular game and doing my research. The fact that you're coming off a big weekend, Quinnipiac, the defending national champions, right at the top of the ECAC again, 41 saves in that 3-1 victory. Well, I dug a little deeper, not the first time that you had a lot of stops against Quinnipiac. You actually had more than 41 saves. You had 50 earlier in your career at Arizona State. So something about you and the Bobcats, they don't want to see Cross on the other end of the ice in the goal.
Yeah, they're a talented team. Obviously, very, very special to play against them. And I thought our team came out to play on Friday night. Made my job be able to let me see the puck well. Good box outs from the point and really gave me a lot of perimeter saves. So if we can play that way going forward, we're going to have a lot of great success.
They took a good job of your defense there, taking the grade A area away.
Absolutely. Yeah, they made it quite easy. Might have had a lot of shots, but just try to keep my team in it, control the flow of the game, and do my part.
Do you remember much about that game with Quinnipiac when you kicked out 50? I think that was your all-time career high. It is for most guys to get to 50.
Yeah, no, I definitely remember it. It was in their building. Obviously, they have a great atmosphere there, and they're a great team. So they pressured, and yeah, it was a fun spot to play as well.
Academically, through all of the transition in your career and playing at a couple, now third different school, you've certainly maintained that going back in the NCHC, distinguished scholar athlete. Your interest has been focused, I believe, on business pretty much back to when you started out at Miami and then on to Arizona State and now on to St. Lawrence. It's been a big part of your focus and concentration.
Correct. Yeah, I've prioritized school from day one, going back to when I was 5 years old. It was always school first and hockey. And, you know, you have to balance them throughout your career for sure. But academics plays a huge role within my life.
Arizona State, I noticed the prestigious school that you were attended there was the Barrett School, was Honors College. And it said coming in as a transfer, the course that you had to take, History of Ideas. Could you please give me some insight as to what the History of Ideas? I'm very curious about that.
Yeah, they have honestly pretty cool classes. The one that you mentioned, the History of Ideas, really the philosophy of past times. There's honestly a lot of cool courses you could pick from. That one was the mandatory one, but one that I enjoyed. But there were a ton of other cool ones that you kind of pick and choose or do different philosophy classes. You could do research classes. That was a cool experience.
Absolutely. I've had a lot of ideas in my life, Ben. Some have not been that great, but I think maybe if I took the History of Ideas, I'd have a better perspective. So I'll see maybe I can get a correspondence course. I can sign up for that one. I'm fascinated by that going forward. No question. And, you weren't always a goalie. I guess you started out. Some guys, they start out maybe playing another position. They end up in goal. They gravitate towards goal. I always like when I talk to goalies and they say, "Well, I had older brothers and sisters. They threw me in goal. It was inevitable." But in your case, I think you played out. You played as a defenseman, I think, for a while before you ended up settling in as a goaltender.
Correct. Yeah, I played defenseman for a couple of years. My older brother was a defenseman too. So we kind of had that relationship going there. And then it came to a point in time where there was an injury for our goalie and there was an opportunity for me to try. And I kind of fell in love with it from that point on.
Mentioned about older brother was a defenseman. Were you the prototypical target practice, though, being the younger brother? Did he throw you a net around the house or out in the street?
Not initially. I think once I fell in love with the sport and the position, really, then I was thrown into it, but not from the beginning. Oh,
well, I guess you had a more tolerant family than they were more considerate. Sometimes when I talk to people, it's like, "Oh, I had no choice. I had two older brothers and I was the target right away from the time that I was 5 and they were 8, 9 and blasting shots at me." So I'm glad I give credit. I don't know your brother, but I'll give him credit there. That's all right. You know, it's more understanding. Yeah. More understanding. Yeah. And you also spent some time, I guess you were pretty accomplished in swimming, karate and everything before you kind of focused completely on hockey. So not a lot of other kind of a renaissance man. There were a lot of other activities that you were involved with in pursuit.
Yeah. I mean, growing up, it was fun to play other sports, move in different ways. I thought it's just good for your athleticism to kind of build that foundation. And then as you get older, you can kind of pick and choose what you want to do for your career and focus on that area. But yeah, karate and swimming were a huge part of my life growing up. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned about Coach Brecky that, again, full circle, you didn't have the opportunity at Miami. And as far as St. Lawrence, people talk about you. You mentioned about the culture there and Coach Brecky. Give us a little bit of insight about what that St. Lawrence hockey experience is all about for you.
Yeah, for me, I would say it comes down to relationships and family. We're one big family there. We trust each other, support each other, have each other's back. And I feel like when you have that night in, night out, it's hard not to get a good result every night, whether that be win or loss. You can't control fully, but you can give a full effort every night. And if you trust the guys, I feel like it's just that much easier to play for them. You want to play for Coach Brecky. He's the type of guy who, you know, he has your back and he's in full support of you.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Good to see you carry you guys a long way. Any goaltenders that you pay? I mean, you're a big, tall, lanky guy, 6'5". Everybody's looking for size. Seems like they don't even look at goalies now at the next level that aren't at least 6 feet tall. You've got the requisite size and build there. Any goalies in particular in the NHL that you look to and kind of adapt or take parts of their game, make it part of your own game?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely enjoy watching NHL goalies. They're where I want to be in the future. So anything I can do to learn from them is something I do pretty much every day as I watch their film. One guy in particular is Joseph Woll on Toronto Maple Leafs. He's been he went the college route as well, and someone my height roughly and moves the way I want to move and plays the way I want to play. So I follow his game pretty closely.
And notoriously superstitious among hockey players, particularly, I've known some crazy goalies over the years. I was the son of a goalie, so maybe that's why I'm crazy. But any particular superstitions that you have that part of your pregame or part of your game?
No, I really don't. I have routines for sure that I go through that I've set up throughout the years that find what works for me. But I don't really have any superstitions. It's more routines that I go through, and I don't have to be doing one thing at a time. And if I forget one thing, I'm in big trouble. It's never been that for me. It's more of a routine.
Oh, that's good. No, I think you're probably a lot safer in the long run there. And you did have opportunity, I believe, going back a couple of years ago to attend, what was it, the Coyotes? You got to their development camp, so get a little bit of a taste of the next level and what that's all about.
I did, yeah. That was a fun development camp, just to learn from everyone and then in their program, see how the pros train, how they develop their guys there. It was a very cool experience.
Mm-hmm. Next up, as you come down the stretch here of the ECAC, all the points are so precious right now. Be a trip. First down to Boston, you'll play at Harvard, and then up to Hanover. Great barn, one of my favorites in college hockey, up at Thompson Arena. Your thoughts getting ready to face Harvard and Dartmouth this weekend?
Yeah, it's obviously a huge weekend. You mentioned the points are critical right now for the standings. We're trying to accumulate every point that we can. And, you know, with the road trips, I think it'll be huge for us to play our game. We haven't played the best on the road, and we know that. So it'll be huge for our team to put right from game one, period one, that right step forward and take some points on the road here.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing the Saints this weekend and your progress as, once again, just 5 points out of third as you try to get to that top four. And pleasure to have you join us here this week, Ben. Best of luck here going forward with you and Coach Brecky.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I didn't call. Did people still, they calling you Crawdaddy? I saw that as a nickname. Is that way back?
No, that's one of them for sure. quite a few, but that's one of them. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll say goodbye to Crawdaddy here on Inside ECAC Hockey. Thanks very much for joining us, Ben. All the best. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Ben Craws, our guest, the grad netminder for the St. Lawrence Skating Saints out of Cranberry, New Jersey, here this week on the men's side for Inside ECAC Hockey. Welcome back, everyone, to this week's edition of Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett pleased to be joined on the women's side this week by Nicole Gosling. Nicole is senior defenseman out of London, Ontario, for the Clarkson Golden Knights. And Clarkson, once again, up among the top teams, the upper echelon of the women's Division I college hockey, both the ECAC and also with NCAA aspirations, as they always have under Coach Matt Desjardins. And Nicole, as we bring you in, once again, I always like to talk to people that are having a lot of success. You are the ECAC Defenseman of the Week for your body of work here, and not unusual for you to be honored during your career for you and the Clarkson program. Certainly a program that has put itself right at the top, and a program that's really set the standard in college hockey. Got to ask you about the ECAC. What a competitive league it is this year. I talked to everybody on the women's side about just how tough this league is to navigate week in and week out.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we have, what, 7 out of 15 in the top out of the nation. So I think, you know, we have 12 teams in our league. So, you know, that's a good chunk of it. So it's more than half. So, you know, like each weekend, it's going to be a battle no matter who you're playing.
You look right now, I guess case in point is the fact that you've already amassed 27 wins this season, 27-3-2 and 16-3-1. Perfect 11-0 outside the conference. Whenever I talk to coaches, that I talk to Matt, I'd say, well, you know how to schedule non-conference if you're 11-0 non-conference. But just to get ready for the rigors of that ECAC schedule is pretty dramatic to be able to play and be competitive and successful as you have been.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a good job so far this year. And like you said, those out-of-conference games, we know that they still mean a lot when you look at like the MPI and all those stuff and who those teams that you don't normally play in conference. So we knew that those games are going to be big, and we knew that they could have potential to help us out down the way. So we just know that every game's important.
And a great rivalry that's developed with Colgate. Right now, you're second behind Colgate. You're within striking distance to maybe catch them for that regular season title. Just to give us an idea about what that rivalry is and how it's evolved with you and the Raiders of Colgate.
Yeah, obviously their rivalry started even before I was here at Clarkson. I mean, when they both were in the Frozen Four competing for that national championship, obviously, yeah. I think that's kind of where it all began, maybe a little more than before. But then obviously my freshman year, the COVID year, we played 19 games, and 10 of those games were against them. So we were very familiar with each other that year for sure.
Yeah. When you get that familiar with the opposing team, I mean, that's what a rivalry is all about. And not too many secrets, whether the COVID year skewed the schedule so much that there wasn't a lot of secrets among teams that were participating that year. You'd get an opportunity to compete with them on so many occasions. Your season this year, coaches, they always look, obviously you want to have players in your program that you're going to have for a 4-year period. And you want to see that development and players getting better and different aspects of their game. I mean, you're already right now having your best year, and your best year offensively. The goal scoring has picked up with 12 goals this year, 8 of them on the power play. Give us an idea about the power play, your role there, being in a good position to shoot, to trigger, and how you're really trying to work to find the seams and be able to set things up and put you in a position where you've been so successful this year in those man-up situations.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not really a secret. I mean, if you ever watch our power play, it's a little unusual. We have 3 defensemen on it, and all of us are super offensive. So I think kind of knowing that you can be a little bit more offensive. So let's say like something doesn't necessarily work out, you know, you're going to have 2 other girls that know how to play defense right behind you to help you out. So I think maybe that has a little part of it, just like the familiarity and comfort, and also like my D partner Haley Wins on it. So just playing 5-on-5, like we already have so much chemistry already. So just bringing that onto the power play helps a ton as well. And then obviously Brooke McQuigg, like she's amazing out front, like best screen, like she'll always take the goalie's eyes away. So when I'm shooting from the point, I know she's doing her job. And then obviously with Andrakowski on it, she's such a playmaker. She sees the ice very well. No one knows when to shoot, when to pass. And she's obviously has been a big threat for us as well.
mention about Haley Wynn, your defense partner. Haley's a junior, and she has 29 points. You've got 30. Between the two of you, you're plus 50. What's it like to have the opportunity to play with her, and how you were able to complement each other to be successful in not just the power play, but all situations?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's been super fun, that's for sure. Like you said, we've been very successful this year, and we also like live together. So I think just that, like, our friendship off the ice has just translated on the ice, and it's something that it's really fun to be a part of. Like, I have so much trust in her defensively and offensively. Like, I know that if I jump up, she's going to have my back. If she jumps up, I'm going to have her back. So it's always just like a big trust thing. And I think that's what's helping us out a lot this year.
And absolutely the case. And yeah, the fact that, well, you're roommates and everything. So I guess, you know, familiarity on the ice and familiarity, as long as no one's leaving the cap off the toothpaste, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. And this past weekend, I don't know if you could have a better weekend than you had this weekend. Couple of really tough battles. You head south, the Southern Swing. You get out of Princeton and Quinnipiac. Night one against Princeton. One of those games, just when it's a scoreless game battling back and forth with Princeton. And then in overtime, you get an opportunity with the 4-on-3 power play in overtime in order to connect. Just take us through there. Apparently you have a lot of fun playing in those situations with those 3-on-3 overtime situations. You seem to thrive in them.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we didn't really want to go into OT, but obviously Michelle, our goalie, she played a great game. So that kind of stems from her and works our way out. But yeah, Jenna Goodwin got her feet moving using her speed that like she always does and created a penalty for us. So just when we knew that we were going on the power play, we knew like this was our chance. We had to take full advantage of it, just like any other power play in any other situation. So I know I got the pass from Haley and I tried to take one timer, it got blocked, and then I got the puck back. So I just knew I had to kind of make up for that block shot and found a lane, and luckily it went in.
Luckily it did. And then coming back the next night with similar circumstances against another big rival in the ECAC, Quinnipiac, and lightning strikes again for you and the Golden Knights.
Yeah, I mean, I got a little bit of luck from the Q-Pack. I think it was a forward. When I shot it, it actually hit her stick and deflected it into the net. So I got a little bit of help from them.
And the puck luck never hurts in those situations, though. That's for sure, Nicole. Yeah, exactly. But a couple of huge wins and also a huge career milestone for you with a 3-point weekend, 100 career points, which is quite an achievement for a defenseman.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously super special. And what kind of made it more special is my parents actually took the drive from London all the way to weekend. So it was actually, they come a lot, but just to like have them in the stands and especially for such a far trip, like obviously it means a little bit more that they're there. They've had so much impact and support throughout my career.
Well, they picked the right weekend then to take that long drive.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad I made it worth it for them.
Yeah, absolutely. For them and for the entire program. You mentioned about Michelle, your netminder, and what it's been like to play in front of her. I mean, her number is just amazing. 7 shutouts this season. That jumps out when you look at her stats. I mean, incredible.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like you said, like her numbers are phenomenal. And over these past 4 years, just like playing in front of her, obviously we've gained some great defensive and goalie trust between each other. And I have so much confidence when she's in net. Like, I know she's going to do her job. I'm going to do my job. If I mess up, I know she's there to bail me out. And like you said, like she has 7 shutouts this year, and she just hit her 100th game playing and saw a stat where she has 20 of those are shutouts. So, I mean, I think from that, you can tell how good of a goalie she is just from all those great numbers she puts up.
No doubt. And make you feel pretty good heading down the stretch run of the season here. And overall, coming from London, Ontario, great hockey, obviously great hockey area, all of Ontario, but, you know, London's legendary for going back with major junior hockey, et cetera. You played for the London Junior Devilettes program. What about your recruitment to Clarkson and why Clarkson was the right place for you?
Yeah, so this is obvious when my recruiting process is, it was before the new recruiting rules with how you have to wait until like your grade 11th year. So I actually started my process really early. In general, I committed in grade 9 that March. And obviously before then I had been on the phone with a couple of schools, and obviously Clarkson being one of them, and hearing about their success and everything. It was definitely a school that I wanted to go out and at least visit. So taking a visit there with my cousin Julia, we came down and did the whole tour, met all the coaching staff, met some of the players during that year. And obviously that was like the 2017. So they obviously won that year, and obviously helps kind of during the recruitment process. But even minus all that, like the coaching staff, the support staff, the small knit community, it was very, very appealing to me. And I kind of just had a sense once I was on campus, I kind of knew that this was a good spot for me. A little story was when we were driving onto campus, we couldn't really find the rink, but like I just had a feeling that where Chiel was, like I hadn't done any research. Like I wasn't sure what it looked like on the outside. Like clearly none of us did because we were driving in circles, but I just had a feeling that was the rink, and it ended up being the rink. So I was like, maybe that's a little calling. Maybe it's like, oh, that's the rink. That's where I want to be all the time. So.
Yep. No, it was meant to be. Absolutely.
Yep, exactly.
Some good karma there. And you talked about what, you know, special place, the North Country. I talked to Ben Cross earlier. He's on the show this week from St. Lawrence. And I just mentioned him. Same with you, Nicole. You play at Clarkson, you play at St. Lawrence. It's such a great hockey area. And you really are. I mean, you're the show. You're the pro franchises up there. You got to go a long way to find a professional team. But you're really treated the same way as really kind of that celebrity status and being part of the whole fabric of the community with the great support.
Yeah, exactly. The community here is like amazing. Even like our men's games, even our games, you have such great crowds of just like local fans. And obviously that's some like it, obviously you want the support from students and stuff, but being able to have the community behind you, it's special.
No doubt. And your hockey idol, I noticed you have one in particular that you really look up to from the notes that I found.
Yeah. Are you talking about Renata?
Renata Fast. Yep. That's yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless that's not true. I mean, I don't know. That's what I saw anyway.
No. Yeah. I mean, I got a couple, but yeah, no, Renata Fast is definitely one of them. I mean, you look at her success with the national program, her success here at Clarkson. I mean, the player she is, she's amazing. And I was actually fortunate enough that these two past senior national camps and at the rivalry series, we were roommates. So I got to definitely like learn lots from her and get to know her better as a person. But yeah, for sure. She's a special player. And I obviously Team Canada and the PWHL Toronto has a very special player.
Absolutely. Got to ask you about that. Also, I was at the debut for the Boston team in the PWHL. I've just been so impressed. I've watched a couple of games on TV. Also, broken down a couple of games for a friend of mine who works with the league. And it's just the pace of the game and the input the players have had to make it a more physical game. And I just think it's a great, great entertainment, great value to what they're putting out there right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my roommates, so I live with Haley Wynn and Trakowski and Julia Minotti. We actually drove up to Ottawa for their first home game. And so we got to see them play Montreal. Ottawa didn't win. Montreal won in OT, but still like the atmosphere was absolutely insane. Like I know it was the home opener, but also watching on TV, you still see the exact same crowd. Like you see how like into the game the fans are. So it's super exciting to know like that's the future of women's hockey, and it's obviously something that I look forward to being a part of one day. And so it's super, super exciting for women's hockey and for little girls growing up to dream about something.
No question. You mentioned the rivalry series, and I talk to everybody that follows sports. I say, well, if you don't know much about women's hockey, or if they're not a big hockey fan, I say you got to check it out when the U.S. and Canada are playing each other on the women's side. It's one of the best rivalries in all of sports. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, you see the you see every game, they're always so close. I mean, you have a couple here and there that are a little bit different, but normally every game goes into overtime or shootout, or it's a one goal difference game. And you, those girls know each other so well on and off the ice that it's always going to be a hard fought battle. And just like that rivalry, like you said, it's just something everyone knows about. And to be a part of the rivalry series for the first time representing Canada at that senior national level is definitely special to be a part of.
No, no question. And looking ahead now for you and the Golden Knights, you will be at home and be at Chiel this weekend. Harvard and Dartmouth will be visiting. Your thoughts getting ready for this weekend as you're right in the midst of this stretch run toward the playoffs?
Yep. So obviously this is our last regular season games in their home. So it's senior weekend. So we're going to have a lot of family here for celebrating us, but also just like celebrating the team and all of our success throughout the year. Like this is what you really play for, is for playoffs and to have a good spot at leading and setting yourself up for success. So just going into playoffs, we know that it's going to start this weekend, the mindset that we need to get into. So obviously still having fun and being able to celebrate this last weekend, but knowing what really comes next and being able to make sure that that's when we're playing our best hockey.
Indeed. Also notice you got a great idol as far as one of your idols on the women's side with Serena Williams. I've seen her play at the U.S. Open. I think one of the times I saw her play the match, I think it was over in about 12 minutes. That didn't take long for her to dismantle her opponent. But what a great role model there was Serena Williams at the top of her profession for so many years.
Yeah, I mean, she's great for the women's side of sports. Like she's done so much, not only in tennis, but just for women and in general of color and just of everything. Like she's a big advocate for very many females. And growing up, like I remember watching her and just seeing how much she like impacted every single person was truly inspiring.
Indeed. And not surprisingly, interests a lot of other sports. You mentioned golf and baseball and badminton and a lot of different sports. Also, among your interests, it said the things that you like to do, backyard fires. You realize that that's against the law, and most normally can to stop you. I hope you're starting backyard fires with a purpose to like maybe to cook out and not to create any havoc in your neighborhood.
Yeah. No, my family, we'd like to, in the summer, we have a lot of just fires and it's just nice to relax sometimes at night.
Absolutely. And you're also a psych major. I've been looking for a while for somebody to get a grant to study me. So maybe someday they'll come up with some money. And maybe you could study me, Nicole, because that would be a full-time job. Believe me. Trust me.
Okay. When my hockey career is over, I'll come find
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Exactly. You track me down after your career in the PWHL, which I'm sure is going to be a very long and successful one. With everything you've accomplished in here, of course, business in hand up ahead down the road here with Clarkson. Thanks very much. Best of luck as you come down the stretch of the season and then on to the opportunity in the NCAA tournament for you and your Golden Knights teammates. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Nicole Gosling, senior defenseman for the Clarkson Golden Knights out of London, Ontario. Our guest here on the women's side this week on Inside ECAC Hockey.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Inside ECAC Hockey Podcast. Follow ECAC Hockey across all social media platforms, and thank you to the coaches and players for coming on the podcast every week. This has been the Inside ECAC Hockey Podcast, hosted by Bernie Corbett.